This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, I'm $25-$30 in to this fucking claw machine, and I'm fading. But I'm getting close. I've gotten a couple of items out, but as I've said, I need to get out the hypodermic needle that's in there.
Yeah.
So that I can take my medication.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying and trying, and it's sort of like the claw only squeezes tight enough every so many, and it's also it's getting buried down under some good toys. Yeah. I mean, there was like a truck, there was like a doggy stuffed doggy that I liked, but
and people are sort of like
a crying face. I was like, why is crying? But
yeah,
you know, but I'm you know, people are lined up behind me, and Dracula in particular is tapping me on the shoulder and going like, hey, bud, it's my turn at the claw machine. I'm like, well, that's not how the fucking claw machine works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I go till I'm out of quarters. And he's, you know, kind of bucking up and going like, you trying to get bit here? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to do an impression of him. I think it's offensive. But he's like, you know, you trying to, you know.
Don't do it.
I won't do it. But he's, mm-hmm. you know, you trying to get bit here?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, I may be, actually.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't get this needle out and you don't stop bothering me and I'm not able to take my medication, I may need to get bit.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be actually my only avenue to remaining animated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'll be,
it's something.
I'll be dead.
It's better than what's about to happen.
So I
sure.
may want to get bit, but let me
Thank
get back
God
to you.
He was there. Yeah.
Well, it wound up being a very lucky thing.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you know, it was sort of like a suicide by cop situation for me.
Yeah. And he's like, why is it in there?
And the needle?
Well, it's a plush needle.
Like, it is, but very sharp inside.
Right.
And it inside. Is hollow.
Yes. And so it's like very easy to mistake for something that has to go in there. But like, mm-hmm. yeah, it's plush. It's not like the very dangerous kind that people just like carry around. It's like stabbing everyone. It's
right.
soft. It's like safe for people. And basically, instead of injecting, you have to kind of like eat it to get the stuff in you.
You but eat like, it, but soft. I and I had the medicine in like a big jar, you
yeah.
know. It was like, and people were going like, that's just Gatorade. And I was like, well, no, it's not just Gatorade. It's three different kinds of Gatorade mixed mm-hmm. up in the jar. And I need
yeah.
to
Suicide
inject
by
it,
Gatorade.
Eat it.
Yeah.
In order to get, you know, or else I'm going to die.
Yeah. James.
James.
What's up, bro?
Hey guys, I am such a huge fan, SE and HD. It's so cool to
wow. He goes deep. This guy rolls deep.
This
he's like doing the very deep
initials and he's
the nicknames and yeah.
Fuck
That's
you.
Awesome,
oh, yeah.
dude. Me too.
That feels good. I'm a big fan. HD, KB, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Jadge. Love you
That's
guys.
Right. I'm so glad to be here. You guys are so cool. Mm-hmm. Listening to your show, you know, I'm in New York now.
Mm-hmm.
So you're listening West late. And,
you listen yeah. late mm-hmm. over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss LA so much. And to put on your podcast, which I haven't listened to in years, but the mm-hmm. thought
mm-hmm.
has come. It's come up a lot. It's been coming up
been
a
bad.
Lot. And I'm hearing a lot of people talking about it a lot recently,
mentioning
and it just takes me back.
Yeah, that's the little spark that mention people mentioning the show, and at some point it hits kindling, you know,
when people want to journey back to 2014. We're here, like we're always here to like gently like take you back in time to 2014 in culture. We haven't changed. We're still doing our thing. The world has.
You can count on us, you know, and it's a nice respite from the progress that so much of society has made.
Progress in quotes.
Yeah, and I yes, and I use that term very loosely. Okay, everyone having a disease is progress, if that's what you like.
You know what the opposite of, I was thinking about this, you know what the opposite of progress is?
Indifference.
Exactly.
It's love.
Yeah.
It's both of those?
It's actually Congress, if you want to look at the Latin.
Oh!
But, I mean, Congress is pretty much a Latin word for indifference, as far as, you know.
Wow.
If you open up a newspaper, The New Yorker or something, which I read frequently and live on the Upper West Side now. And,
my favorite newspaper.
Prague Rock. Progress, Prague Rock.
Con Rock.
Con Rock.
Con Rock, I think, is an emerging genre.
Con and, Rock Oberst.
Mm-hmm. That's what his Flintstones name would be. James.
James, have we done your Flintstone name yet?
I would love one. I'm here.
Okay, we were meaning to do everyone's Flintstone name for a little while.
And I see why we didn't do it. It's really
yeah, it's
hard.
So hard.
I've got.
I can't
I've,
think of I, one for you. Okay, you have it.
I think I have it. So I don't really know what you can do with James. So that's your assignment while I say the rest of this.
Mm-hmm. You would just be James. Thinking, Fred Flintstone's just Fred.
Oh, that's right.
You just
so
be James.
It could be James. Austone.
Mm-hmm. Gotta mm-hmm. be.
John Stone.
Austone.
Okay. You could also just add a Saurus. You could be James Austone Johnson Saurus
Johnson-saurus.
And call it a day, you know?
Yeah.
And we just what go about, home. We just like get out of here. Let's be
I
done.
Just say,
this.
You know, sometimes they just had, you know, you're a little younger than I am. Sometimes the kids on there would just be named like
mm-hmm.
just a one word. So I maybe.
Blinky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blonky.
Boo-boo.
Yeah. Boo-boo.
Wah-wah.
Bungo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bungo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's Bungo. We're here with Bungo. And it's tri-month. Were you made aware of this, James?
No, but once again, I'm hearing chatter.
I told you.
Sorry?
I told you that.
In an email in the pre-interview. My assistant, who was that with?
I guess it was probably was with your assistant.
I mean, she's in Tennessee. She didn't come with me.
She's the only 10 I see.
Yeah, that's.
Is that what you were saying? I don't think you should have said that.
You shouldn't say that, especially not on this show.
The interesting historic fact about you, James.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that you booked us? And then you booked SNL.
Mm-hmm.
In immediate sequence. This is true, yes?
It's true, and...
It better be true, because you canceled on us.
Yeah, you canceled on us.
Well, like, of course I had to cancel.
So just say it's true.
So it has to be true.
I can't do your show because I booked SNL. Oh, is there, like... So you have to, like, go do something because of that? It's, like... Seems like you could have still done the show. It's okay.
It's fine. It's actually good.
I mean,
booking SNL is not like a.
It's okay. Yeah, kind of just you get a phone call or whatever.
So here's the thing. So the thing that clinched it, and I want all the young comics to know this. The thing that eventually, like the moment that I knew I finally had gotten the show, I get this big envelope in the mail. I think the post office.
That's how you know the huge. Heavy envelope.
Yeah, not too thick.
I got the heavy
envelope. With all
the
cue cards in it.
Straight from Wally, the cue cards guy.
Mm-hmm. He mails.
And you think it's going to be written out sort of in a complete thought, you know, in Fallon style. And it was each word of my approval was printed on a subsequent card. But the font didn't really change.
Dylan style.
The font was pretty small. Yeah, Subterranean style. And... So I had a lot of cue cards to get through to get to the very end of what I could tell was actually my SNL contract. And the entire contract printed word by word on separate cue cards. And to sort of wrap up the story, even though I know a lot of people are liking it, I just feel it's like it's a little indulgent. Maybe it's not the funniest part of the show, but it's a piece of my life and I like to share it.
take the pressure off yourself to be funny. I mean, that's that has opened the show up for Hayes and I so much. We used to sit down and go like, how are we going to be funny today? You know?
Yeah.
And it would wear us out.
Now it's just, it's all sharing, man. And people prefer it.
It's
people hated that.
I mean?
People hated the other stuff.
What we thought, what we thought was funny back
then. We hated
then
and has like we apologized to our audience and they were like, we hate this too. And we're like, awesome. That's great. Let's just talk. Let's share, just, man. But do wrap it up for sure. Absolutely wrap it up.
And your story, because so much of it is supposed to be that we're talking.
I have stuff that I want to do, like, but like, it, definitely share, but do it, like, be done soon.
Quickly be done with yours.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go in my dressing room at 30 Rock, which is short for 30 Rock, if you
short
look
for 30
at
Rock
the,
from the sun, no,
I don't think so anymore. I don't think that's been on.
Not
for a
anymore.
While.
Yeah, it's not sure for that anymore. It did used to be.
It did used to be. Mm-hmm. It's if you go in my dressing room, if you look at the walls of my dressing room, you can
Dirty
see
Dirty Rock.
All of those. I mean, that's pretty good. Dirty Rock.
Yeah,
I might get that started. I feel like Andrew Dismukes might think that's pretty funny. If you look at my dressing room, all along the walls, you can see I've stapled up and in some cases nailed those cue cards from that from that contract. Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
It's awesome for you, man. Like, we're thrilled for you. I would never go there. First of all, the food sucks.
In the commissary?
If that's even it, like what it is. I don't know if the chef is like,
I don't know what it is,
like,
man.
Bad at food, or like if there even is a chef at all.
When I was there, the food was so bad. And
it
if that
sucks,
was a commissary,
dude. Yeah,
that commissary is a mess because what it looked like to me was a public restroom.
Bathroom. Exactly my thought. This is the bathroom. Yeah. Food's
I thought,
terrible.
This is the bathroom. And then I thought, this is supposed to be food?
Yeah.
This is disgusting. It tastes like paper. And that was the thing I liked. Tasted like paper. That was my favorite thing I ate in there.
Second of all, nobody ever shuts up. I watch the show.
Somebody's always...
And I'm like, fuck up.
Shut up. I'm trying to look at the sets.
And everyone's like, watch me now. And like, here I am. Someone just finished. Now here I am doing my
thing.
I'm
moving around.
Shut up.
Check out my thing. People look so weird. I mean, they really do. Like, and I'll see a guy and I'll be 10 minutes. I don't know how long these things are. 10, 20 minutes into watching one of these scenes you do.
Yep.
And I'll go, son of a bitch. That's the Skitches. Fucking guy from the other one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes.
But I didn't know that.
Yes. Yep.
Am I supposed to? Like, that's what makes me honestly throw up.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll happen a lot when you see someone that you've seen before. And I know that that's very jarring, but that's actually sort of baked into the DNA of the show that you're going to see, you know, since the show began, they decided that they were going to bring back a lot of the same actors in subsequent sketches.
Right. Okay.
And so you have this SNL tradition.
But
of,
they don't say that. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. They do
everything
not say
else,
that.
Basically.
Never I know
shut
they talk
up
so
even once.
Much and they don't and it's like, well, you're talking so much, just explain to me, hey, I'm the guy from before, this is what I'm doing now, this is why.
Third of all, you know you're probably not going to be the host, right?
Right.
I've you know, I have wondered
if that's
going to end up happening, and each week,
sweetie pie,
I'm introduced to a new actor,
honey,
or singer or something, and
sweetie,
it's not me. It's
yeah. Hey. You're probably not going to be the host.
Cookie.
What?
Unfortunately for you, and I don't want to be the one to tell you this, but I think you need to hear it.
Tell me what.
You're probably not going to be the host, baby.
Yeah, sure. It's going to be Zazie Beetz or Imogen Poots or Billy Blanks or Trey Cyrus or
Mm-hmm. Bo Jackson.
Or Bo Jack. Like, it's going to be one of those types.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's not going to be me. And
Bo Jackson Horseman.
Ah, we were.
It's never gonna be me, and I know that. And
that's
unfortunately
when Bo hosts, you should do something with that.
Mm-hmm.
When Bo Jackson hosts,
yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember seeing him up on the
you
on
do
the
a cards. Bonos
on the
he's
cards,
on the, he's yeah. doing both. It's Bo Jackson, the baseball player, is hosting, and Bo Jackson, the football player, is musical guest.
Yeah,
that now I have heard from. You know, I've heard from past cast members, like Joe Piscopo and some others are friends of mine, that when Bo Jackson comes to host, it's always a huge, mm-hmm. huge mess and a big production and a lot of drama and a lot of twists. And
well, he brings his own writers, you know, mm-hmm. I mean,
it brings his own writers and he brings various sport implements, mm-hmm. helmets and
mm-hmm.
clubs,
stick, like sharp stick. Yeah.
That can be hard to navigate, especially at the,
just get into your mouth.
Is there a hair in your mouth?
I got a hair in my mouth. And, that happens from time to time. Like even when you're on TV a lot, you're still
does
to deal with stuff like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a true story about SNL. So, you know, I played.
Is this the same one from before?
No, those were lies. This is a true story from SNL.
Okay.
Because I know that you guys like me now. And obviously you trust me if you believe that shit. But
I didn't believe
it.
And it's cut.
Okay, so, you know, we're switching out wigs all the time. And
yeah. Kristen, wigs, I never even see her on the show anymore.
Yeah.
You know, no. You don't even see Kristen on the show.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, I
do basically every week, but yeah, anyway.
Yeah. And so we're going in and out of our wigs and in and out of makeup and prosthetics, you know, to become these new characters.
Mm-hmm.
And no lie, this morning, so I had to play a bird in the bird sketch last week. This morning, I cough up.
Iconic.
3-4 full feathers.
Wow.
And I said, when did these feathers get in here? And it all comes flooding back. I'm an SNL cast member. Of course, I was in the bird sketch from last mm-hmm. week that there's Vanity Fair wrote it up. The subreddit was freaking out about the bird sketch. And I'm coughing up feathers from this thing. And we must mm-hmm. have done it 2 or 3 weeks ago. And yeah. just the little smile on my face, just thinking about the new friends I've made.
So this answers another question I had about the bird sketch.
Yeah.
So that's not real, right?
The hunters or the birds themselves?
Well, it's like based on like
it's
some
based
real stuff.
On
it's
something.
Like, yeah,
it's based like, on what's real.
Yeah.
Oh, all
it's like
the
not real.
We get newspapers delivered to the writer's room, and that's where a lot of our ideas come from. And there was there was a story in USA Today about what? Because of USA Today?
Because of the news, getting from the newspapers. Using the newspapers.
Well, whether it's real or not, it was a cute story. Apparently, a lot of birds have been sort of interacting with hunters in forests across America.
Yeah, interacting with hunters' laptop. Right?
Well, I mean, if you want to ruin the sketch for everybody who hasn't seen it yet.
Hunter's laptop.
And then we get this sneaker upper where Hunter Biden comes out and the hunter's looking this way. He doesn't see that Hunter Biden is coming. And so when the hunter, you know, played by Beck Bennett, flips around and sees Hunter Biden, it's this crazy moment where it sort of all comes together. And I'm playing a Robin in this thing and, you know, I've got a couple good jokes in it. And
yeah, you're playing Robin Williams.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the name of the bird is Robin Williams.
Yeah.
I was specifically instructed. Well, I was specifically
was
instructed not
here.
To. When I'm introduced as Robin Williams and then I don't get to do the voice. I mean, I was told not to do the voice.
No, you weren't doing the voice, but I just thought, like, they go, this guy's Robin Williams, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was really good.
Some funny shit.
That shit was cool, man.
It works.
You guys are all right over there.
Yeah.
What? Huh?
No, you guys can get it for sure.
You guys can get it. It's it's
except
cool.
For like, what's up with Tehran?
Tehran?
Thank you.
Tehran? You don't know Tehran?
Tehran?
He plays Mr. Pitt.
Mr. Pitt from Seinfeld?
No, Tehran. Like he's does all these guys. He's like being very weird. He's like honestly, like. Maybe like very crazy. Tehran. He plays Mr. Pitt. He does all this other stuff. You don't know this guy?
Mr. Pitt from Seinfeld?
No.
He's not. I feel like deja vu. There's a glitch in the Matrix. Tehran Killiam?
Yes.
Tron.
Yes. Tron. Okay. Sorry. Tron.
Tron. I didn't know. Tron Killiam. Yeah. He's a friend and, you know,
wow, talk to him, please. Please talk to him.
Tell him to James. Start acting more normal.
Yes, honestly.
I don't think you're going to get the result that you're trying to get because a lot of the, you know, there's a Kerouac quote that comes to mind when I think about the SNL cast member. It's the mm-hmm. one... let me see. The people
Kerouac
familiar,
in the city.
The Benzedrine.
The people for me are the Benzedrine hobos, the mm-hmm. angel-headed hipsters who yawn in the night, mm-hmm. who never say a commonplace thought, but are always singing, singing, singing madly, madly, madly towards the scientific spinning whatever. And I first read that in high school, and I knew that those were my people, and I knew that Kerouac's promise was... the not ready for primetime players, you know, that, mm-hmm. that what yep. he had said in, I think that's Dharma Bums. That it found its sort of fulfillment mm-hmm. that the fulfillment of the beats is really in the
Dharma and Greg Bums.
Dharma and Greg Bums
comes on after Kerouac in the city. And Tron was singing as well. Hamiltron.
Tron. Mm-hmm. So, and Tron and I love that quote. And, you know, we're both big Kerouac heads, and
so it's you don't get to SNL really by following the rules. So, but me imposing be more normal. What you're saying is that's going to make him go even weirder. Which I don't know if that's possible. If he gets even weirder, it might even seem more normal to me. But
I think what you're not getting about the quote is that what is normal to somebody like me or Tron or Philip or Lorraine. Is not the normal that you use to function in life. And our baseline is actually much more poetic and freaky and profound.
Is David Pumpkins there?
David Pumpkins is there pretty frequently. Now he was named after one of the chefs in the commissary.
If there even is a chef.
Yeah.
I certainly didn't see one.
Honestly, nothing was hot.
Yeah.
Well, one thing was hot, but it didn't feel like a lot of care was put into the preparation of the food when I was there.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Did we talk about how it was Tri Month?
Yeah.
I want to know about Tri Month, and I was hoping that you
could. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Me too.
You and me both, pal.
Our feeling is, you know, Tri Month traditionally is reserved for some of our biggest guests. You, of course, are a guest who we booked almost as a favor initially, and then in the interim, which was only a few months, you became big enough, almost big enough, that you would be a good get for Tri Month. I think, like in the range, what we were thinking, because
historically Tri Month, here's the standard feature player. That's great. That's awesome for a normal episode. Historically, Tri Month is the person who is not in the cast. Walks on screen, applause right there on site. Ah!
Like a Billy Crystal or
sure,
not Billy, Jane, but yeah,
not him, yeah,
not
Jane
Billy,
Seymour.
We had John Hamm once.
Couldn't get Jane, but sure,
John Hamm.
But we were thinking, because you're on this show and you do all this crazy stuff and these voices. There were a couple people whose schedule didn't line up for Tri Month, and Kevin will have the list of no's, soft no's that we've received. soft no's, is it a clown but we're hoping that you could perhaps in fact free up their schedules and book them on this very day, and maybe they would join the Zoom. Perhaps we could talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm
good for your
on.
Show too. You may learn, you know, you may find you can go back to the show and say, hey, what I realized is I
catch your drift. Yeah, I think I see where you're going with this.
Okay.
You want me to email them?
Well, I don't want to say no to that. That could potentially be huge.
That would be more useful for us than anything we thought.
Coming from you, is it an either or? Could we lay down an impression you are sort of becoming them? We're inviting them onto the show through...
Right. Yeah.
Your okay. sort of like multiple personalities you yeah. don't even know like
yeah
Mr. Everybody
the man of a thousand yeah like crazy voices and talking like that
does all this like voices that is so nuts
so
it scares me sometimes on the show because I don't know why you're doing that
and so yeah, Kevin I've, can yeah. run through some of these people that he has emailed in almost every case has not received a response from, correct? Or you can say, Kevin, if you ever
say exactly what they said.
Yeah, that would be huge.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hear it.
This first one's from Mr. Adam Scott. No response.
Okay. And now this is a guy who we have pretty rich history, not like necessary, like he's never done the show, but we both had a Earwolf podcast for a long time. Yeah. Yeah. Sean, of course, is one of the main writers on Ghosted.
Well, I did Lockdown.
Episode
105 Lockdown. So there's that. So we worked pretty closely. He did listen to the podcast at one point too. And he actually said, I heard an episode. It was you guys were talking about a book or something.
Mm. And we actually might have been that time. So.
We were.
We actually were.
I don't know if we were.
We could have been.
I think we have audio of that, right? Don't we have audio of that? Can't you hit play on the audio of him?
Yeah, actually, we might have a little audio of that. Kevin, pretend that this is real.
Sure, let me pull it up.
You really want me to be on your show about a book?
Wow.
That was him.
Adam, thanks for doing the show.
We did finally get Adam.
And we got Adam on now.
Really good.
Wow.
That's just off the top of my head, you know.
And you can say that you put...
It's okay.
There's absolutely no shame. I've learned this. I used to be like, you're a little younger than me, James. But like, I used to be like this, where I'm just like, oh, I just showed up here with like my God-given abilities, totally untrained, and
started doing awesome shit.
And I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Oops. Well, first of all, I'm a lot younger than you. So let's get that fucking straight.
Okay.
And second of all, yeah, I agree with everything you said. Yeah. God-given and talented.
No, I'm saying you can, you like...
Yeah.
There's no shame in having, like, put in the work.
It's okay to admit that it takes a little elbow grease. Right.
We gave you all the names ahead of time. You had to cancel your initial, like, booking because you were so scared about, like, not having prepped enough.
So I'm going to pretend to be on SNL. I'm going to need a couple months.
Yeah. Well...
This is the new sincerity, man. Like...
Yeah, this is Sound of Young America, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It sure is. Sure as hell is.
Man, I used to listen to that show and I think, wow. What am I listening to? Where did the hours go? and it's a little bit of a chuckle to look back on it just because those times were so good in 2009, 2010. Mm-hmm. But I genuinely
thought that a lot.
You got
there late.
What the hell is this? Why did I just listen to so much of it? And what did I get out of it? And not really being sure I had an answer for myself. And
something you got to talk. You got to be able to talk about it at work on Monday. You remember back then? Like, if you didn't show up having, like, binged it.
You couldn't fake it. Like, you couldn't fake it. If everybody said, hey, did you hear?
Yeah, you're at the kids' table then, man.
Right, right. Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Boss is coming over for dinner that night, like...
Which is the thing that happens.
You're frantically listening to the sound of Young America before he
at like
comes over.
Four times speed, you're barely absorbing it. Andy Daly's moves in the improv episode that they're doing are coming even faster.
Anyone else, Kevin, that you reached out to?
Who else do you got?
Here's another one. Nick Offerman, no response. Dang it.
Oh shoot. We should have like a little soundboard, like nuts, you know? Oh man. Bart or someone is like pissed or I'm trying to give you time.
We
here.
Need a soundboard, Go ahead.
Do you have a Nick Offerman clip saying that he can't do the podcast?
I don't think so. I don't know how we would have.
Kevin, do we have one?
Yes. Okay.
No. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
No, do this.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Let me pull that up.
Actually, majorly do have that. It's gonna be shut up. It's gonna be fucking shh. He's gonna do it.
I told you I can't do your podcast.
Wow, thanks, Nick, for coming by. See ya.
Hey, yeah.
Okay,
please.
So that one's in the books. We have two of the main guys from Parks.
Wow.
And that's interesting that it was the same show and that they just kept doing it. And they said that they stopped it, but they actually just kept doing it.
Just kept doing it. Yeah.
Here's another one.
Well, we don't have to, Kevin.
Sure.
No, I want to hear it.
Bob Odenkirk, pass.
And that was actually, how did that...
Not a no response, an active pass.
That was an active pass.
Can I just like get the details on that?
Sure. Our lovely booker, Natalie, reached out and responded, pass from Bob.
And that was all the text that we got? Like, I sometimes like to know how these things are phrased, just to see if there's like a way in where I can engage them in logical debate. Like, find the fallacy in their argument. Mm-hmm.
And therefore pin them to the show as a guest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Odenkirk is a pass, sadly.
Okay.
Oh!
And we have it. Because
that's interesting.
I've seen him smiling recently.
Mm-hmm.
So we know he's not sadly passing. Therefore, he must be not only not sad, but actually doing the show. And if you want to find the clip, I do believe he was at a wedding where I gave a speech a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he had one or two chuckles and probably was telling like his friends and wife afterwards about the funny speech that I gave. So he'd probably want to come on the show and talk about that at least.
This was in like 2017, mm-hmm. like 2018 maybe. Yeah.
Mm.
I didn't see him laughing, but I'd heard from someone that he laughed. I wasn't staring him down, you know. I checked, but
yeah. Just say the speech guy. It's the speech guy's show.
Speech guy's show.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the speech guy? Yeah.
I bet he thought you were funny. I'm certain that he thought you were funny.
Do we have a
clip of him saying that?
Yeah, let me pull that up.
Hey, I thought you were really funny at that wedding.
Wow. I mean, Sean,
I'm on Better Call Saul.
Oh, my gosh, Bob.
It's the final season of Better Call Saul.
Yeah, I know.
Matt Foley.
Yes. Thank you.
You were kind of like starstruck a little bit. I saw
that was. I got nervous was really, because I was meeting the real Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah.
Again.
I, you know, guys. I also do David Cross.
Okay.
Okay. Could we get him to quickly pass on the show?
Yeah.
Could we get him to very quickly not want to do the show?
Let's see.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't really want to do the show.
Okay. You don't want to go on a rant about it or something, do you? Or like.
Well, like, I think he would have gone on a rant, but he would have gotten interrupted by, I think, his Arrested Development co-star, Jeffrey Tambor.
Oh, okay. So what would that sound like? But both okay. like
Kevin, I specifically we could, told like, you get not it all. To get him.
Yeah.
As a guest, but
so Kevin,
you had him on a list, and you said, "I really want to get Jeffrey," and I was like, "Really? Please don't." But
if we could have David going off on a rant, Jeffrey tries to like interrupt him, and then Kevin shuts it down physically, stops that from happening.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm about to go on a rant here, Jeffrey.
Enough.
You know
stop it.
Wow, you really put him in his place, and I think changed his ways.
Give the people what they want, and yeah. That's my motto.
Wow,
to give the people what they want. As much as I can possibly give of my really good impressions and
yeah.
Withhold, you know, to the point of almost not even getting the chance to do it at all, my terrible impressions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you want to tear off a couple of those right now?
Give us one of the bad ones, yeah.
And give the people what they want. I just want to say, like, that's some people's approach. Doesn't have to be everyone's, yeah. You know?
You want to hear a real one? You want to hear a real one?
Yeah.
This is a new one I've been working on. This is J.K. Simmons' Oscar winning performance in a Farmers Insurance commercial.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm.
And I don't want to say it again, but will both of you say it again? Set it
JK,
up for me
this time. Is J.K. Simmons.
No, both of you at the same time.
This is J.K.
Simmons.
This is J.K. Simmons. You want to say it, Hayes?
No, both of you at the same time.
He said both of us.
Okay.
Can we get a clap? Can we get a clap? We're gonna clap on go, okay?
Kevin, why would you think that's not you? Why would you like start to clap and be like, "Oh, that can't be me that they're talking about. It's you, man."
Who would you think it would be? Yeah.
And you said on go? One, two, three, go. Or 3, 2, 1, go?
3, 2, 1, go, and we'll clap the beat it. After go.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we get a clap real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, three, two, one, go.
This is J.K. the Simmons talking to you live from New York.
You want
on
it just
Saturday night,
both of you at the same time. That's why we did the clap.
The same one,
same time.
I mean, we're synced up now, but because we did the clap, but I want you both to set it up at the same time.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. One, two.
Your
three,
hands are behind
go,
your back,
clap.
Kevin. You okay?
1, 2, 3, go. JK. JK
Simmons?
With you. With the Simmons. This is I'm JKing with you. It's me, Bill Simmons. And it's time for the show.
JK Simmons, Oscar winning performance in a Farmers Insurance commercial.
Mm-hmm. This is J.K. Simmons, Oscar Isaac performance.
Hey Hayes, can you set it up solo? I just want to hear Sean, yours was really good, but I want to hear it all.
We have both this way.
I got it. Parker, get me photos of great rates.
No. First of all, it's sort of steps on the premise a little bit because I don't remember him winning an Oscar for Spike.
You know, Oscar worthy.
You know what's interesting?
I think you said Oscar worthy.
What's interesting is
I said Oscar
Hayes
winning.
Is Hayes's introduction was
pretty sure you said Oscar worthy.
But Hayes's introduction was actually not your tempo. Like is that something?
Yeah, I mean he didn't
Judge.
Do the clap before. I was hoping for a clap.
Judge.
He totally gets it wrong, and that's sort of That's a huge
Oscar worthy. I mean, like the idea that any Spider-Man movie, in particular, No Way Home, winning. Is like not Oscar worthy because it's something that people actually enjoy. It's like, okay, I don't think those things have to be mutually
That's
exclusive.
Actually, yes.
But let's put him in this like dog shit thing that like nobody watched. Oh, now this is worthy of your big, your little prize, your little mm-hmm. shiny stone that you hand out. And you say like, oh, now this has value.
The like, Oscars no, have the a viewership
and the love
problem.
Of America. Thanks.
They have a problem, and the problem rhymes with Farvel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Farvel
goes west.
Rhymes with Farvel foovies, and basically it is they. I've banned Marvel movies from the Oscars, even though
shadow banned.
They're the best.
Marvel has been shadow banned from
every
the Oscars.
Year.
Mm-hmm. They're shadow banned because they're right wing coded, and to see things so cucked in our industry, honestly, it could be based. It could be goated with the sauce, and what we have instead is it's quirked up, frankly, and it's blurst, and it's not a sleigh. And I think there needs to be more of a return. And this is really my philosophy on doing impressions. There needs to be a return in show business to content that is based, that is lit.
Well, you said it yourself. It's goated with the sauce.
Yeah.
What does that sound like in the form of, how does that philosophy express in the form of an impression? Can I see a based impression? Based maybe impression. Something like J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons' Oscar-winning performance in a Farmers Insurance commercial. I'll set it up myself. Okay. So this is, so you guys can set this up. So this is J.K. Simmons. From
you didn't clap.
Farmers only. Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go. It's J.K. Simmons in a Oscar-winning performance in a Farmers Insurance commercial. Right, here we go.
At Farmers Insurance, there's nothing that we haven't seen.
Recording stopped.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.